Hallelujah. Thank God he still has the ability to shake things up. Hallelujah. Glad for everyone that's here tonight. May the Lord richly bless you for being here. And all of the preacher brethren that are in the house tonight, may the Lord richly bless you for being here. There's several of you. Some I do know, some I do not know. But we're glad for every one of you. Enjoyed all the testimonies from the brethren tonight. Some sitting out in the crowd, good friends here, and we're all gathered in the name of the Lord, and so that means we can have a move of God. Amen. And it's been wonderful. I appreciate your response from night to night in the altar. Thank you for your giving. May the Lord richly bless you for that, the wonderful place to stay, the hospitality, and everything that has been done for us. We appreciate it from the bottom of our heart. Again, we'll say glad to be with Brother and Sister Snow, and always a privilege to be with them. Known them for a long time. Actually, it's kind of odd, but we lived in the state of Oklahoma, and I've actually known Sister Bethany longer than I've known Brother Samuel, to be honest. And matter of fact, I remember going there to preach when she wasn't anywhere around. And so I remember kind of when she showed up on the scene. And things have never been the same again. Romans chapter 4. I had to throw that. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 4. I love the Marquise. And I love them all. It takes the Spirit of God sometimes. No, not really. We love them, the whole family. Romans chapter 4 and verse number 20. Romans chapter 4 and verse number 20. He staggered not. I didn't want to, for sake of time, read all of this, but I just wanted this right here. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Can anybody say amen to that? He staggered not. We know he's talking about Abraham here. At the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Hallelujah. How many would say he's still able? Hallelujah. Say it again. He is still able. Isaiah chapter 35 and verse number 3. Isaiah 35 and verse number 3. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Stretch your hands this way and ask God to anoint us tonight. Lord, we need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you so much. This wonderful group of people and what we've already felt and we've experienced, and your Spirit is already underneath this tent, and we praise you for it. Now I'm asking you, God, to anoint my lips of clay by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let me be a conduit from another world. Pour me out in this house. And God, I'm asking you to open the heart and anoint the ears of everyone under the sound of my voice. Whether they're in here or out there, God, would you touch everyone and then give us a mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost around these altars in Jesus' wonderful name. And everyone set together, amen and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you for honoring the Word of God. I want to preach tonight for a little while. If the Lord would help me, I'll try to be conscious of the time. I do see that I preached a little bit longer than normal last night, but I was feeling pretty good about the whole thing. And so I'm not going to promise you anything tonight, but I have told you often, I'm like a bicycle. The faster you pedal, the faster I go. So if y'all going to sit there and look at me, we're going to be here a while. Y'all want to pedal, we might get on right on down the road somewhere to the finish line. I want to preach tonight for a little while, if the Lord would help me, on shaking knees on a solid rock. Shaking knees on a solid rock. Oh, help me, Jesus. You know, I wished that I had the testimony of Abraham that was given here by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. I would love to be able to tell you that I have never staggered at the promise of God. I would love to tell you that I've never had moments when it seemed like my faith had escaped me. I would love to be able to, I was shaken and my confidence was never shaken in God, but I must have to tell you my confidence has been shaken in myself. My confidence at times has even been shaken in my fellow man. And y'all sitting there looking at me because y'all don't have to say anything and I'm the only one talking and I'm the guy standing out here, so shoot at me if you want to. But if you was really honest, you would have to say, I've been in that place myself. I've even told my little wife from time to time, I'm not wondering about what God's going to do. I'm wondering about what they're going to do. Can you say amen? And there's been times I'll have to tell you, I'm afraid heaven has probably looked down on me and wondered what I was going to do. Now, I did not say God now. I said heaven. Hallelujah. The angels of the Lord that camp around about us. I feel like I probably got a few cross-eyed looks from the angel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many remember the other night when I preached on peace? That you was talking to a Messianic Jew. Many times when a Messianic Jew walks away from you, that Messianic Jew would say to you in Hebrew, peace be unto you. That's what that Jew would say. There was a professor one day talking to a Jew, and after having a conversation, this professor, college professor, understood Hebrew, and as the professor went to walk away, the Jew in Hebrew said to him, peace be unto you. The professor turned and looked at him and said, why do you always say that in the plural form? Why do you say you in a plural form? And that Jew said to him, I am bidding peace to you and to the angel that is over your shoulder. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, there is an angel that's over our shoulder. Is there anybody here and that watches over us? But I'll have to admit to you, I probably confused them a time or two, wondering what I was going to do. I was praying today and getting ready for this service and seeking God about what I needed to say to you tonight and what God would have me say. And you know me well enough by now to know I do not have a set of sermons that I carry around. Never preached anything like this in my life. Just felt God speak to it to me today. So we'll all get it fresh right here. Is that all right? But I want to tell you, I felt today that the Lord spoke to me that there would be people, multiple people in this house, that God has given you promises. He's given you promises in prayer. He's given you promises in your ministry. He's given you promises in your church. He's given you promises in your home. But the situation tonight has you staggering a little bit. Things haven't turned out in a timely manner. I hope y'all's going to help me. In a timely manner like you thought. And the difficulty of your situation has begun to weigh down on you until even though you're still standing on a solid rock and you're still saved and you're still established in the house of God, yet the things that have been given to you in a prayerful place, you are staggering underneath the weight of the situation tonight. Hallelujah. You're not planning on giving up on God. Is there anybody here? You're not planning on going back to the the beggarly elements of this world. You're not planning on throwing up the white flag and walking out on God. And yet the promise that you were given on a mountaintop of glory, the valley that you are in today, is causing you to stagger underneath the weight of that situation. I come to tell you what I came to do tonight. I come to strengthen somebody's knees. I come to get under somebody's shoulder. I come to get down beside you. I'm not going to promise you everything's going to change tonight, but I did come to promise you what our brother Stanmore said a while ago. He is still the same yesterday. And if he gave you a promise yesterday, then it's still good today. And it may be tomorrow before it comes to pass. But he'll be God all the way from the start to the finish. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and tell him he's still God. Hallelujah. I want you to tell him again, he's still God. My situation is the same. My circumstance is the same. But God is still on the throne. Raise your hands and magnify God. You see, the difficulty of our situation, sometimes I feel like our ability to analyze hinders us. Hallelujah. Some of us, God has given us a promise. Is there anybody tonight, God's given you a promise in your life and you're waiting on it right now? But you raise your hand real high. I just want to know if I'm preaching to anybody. Hallelujah. God has given me some promises. And tonight, I must tell you, they may seem farther away than they've ever been before. But I felt the Spirit of the Holy Ghost today pick me on the shoulder in prayer and simply tell me again that old familiar saying, is there anything too hard? Hallelujah. Is there anybody too lost? I feel like preaching up in here a little while. Is there any situation that he can't get in the middle of? Is there any debt too big? Y'all ain't helping me here now. I said, is there anything that is too hard for the Lord? Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I'll tell you how I feel tonight. I feel like the old songwriter when he said, I'm standing on the rock. Is there anybody here of ages safe from all the storm that rages? I'm rich, but not from Satan's wages. I'm a standing on the solid rock. I'm not about to give up on God. Somebody say amen. I said, I'm not about to give up on God. Somebody ought to look the old devil in the eye and say, it ain't come to pass yet, but I'm not giving up. I'm going to go back. I'm going to pray again. I'm going to talk to God again. I'm starting to feel like preaching now. I said, I feel like I'll pray on and see what the year is going to be. Great God. Hallelujah. You see our ability to analyze the situation. We take our problems like we're in biology class. You might as well help me here a little bit. Come on now. We really do. We act like we're in biology with all of our trouble. And the more you look at them, and the more you turn them around, if you're not careful, it won't be long and all you can see is my problem. Hallelujah. When you ought to lift your head up unto the hills from whence cometh your help. I feel like telling somebody tonight, don't forget in the valley what God showed you on the mountain. Hallelujah. Don't forget in day. What he told you he was able to do when your faith was riding away. I come to tell somebody tonight, he's going to do what he said. I said he's going to do what he said. He is able to perform it. When I was just a baby, I do not remember this. I've just been told it enough times, I thought I was there. Hallelujah. I was there, but I wasn't there with my mind. And that may be debatable tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know about that either. But I had a cyst come up on the side of my neck here. And my parents were traveling the road evangelizing for God. Most people here know them. And they was preaching and all over the country. And my mother got all disturbed. Every time she'd give me a bath, she'd feel that thing. So she took me down, hallelujah, to the doctor. You know, and the doctor felt around there, and he said, oh yeah, he said, this is very common. He said, you see, Miss Lester, he said, we used to be fish. Are y'all here? We used to be fish, and we used to have gills right here. And this is a common thing that you develop this right here. He said, we evolved from there. My mother said, I sit there thinking, my God, I serve God, and I'm taking my son to a nut. Hallelujah. Are y'all here? I got news for you. I didn't come from a fish. I didn't come from a monkey. Is there anybody here? Hallelujah. I didn't come from none of that. Hallelujah. Hey, man. I came out of the dust of the ground, and I'll go back there. But I've got God living in me, and he breathed into man a living soul. But my mother, she'd go to bed. She said, I'm going home, and I'm going to ask God, because God said, I will heal all of your infirmities. If there anybody here got a promise from God, I feel like preaching. I said, do you have a promise from God? He is the Lord God that healeth. Somebody help me. He is the Lord God that healeth thee. And the presence of the Lord and the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, was present to what? To heal you. I believe God can heal somebody right this second. Ain't nobody got to lay a hand on a son of a higher. Ain't got to lay a hand on you. You can be healed right now. Jesus said it. I believe it. His word cannot lie. Here's why I'm telling you all this. My mother, she had bathed me, and she had pre-filled that thing every day. Every time she got close to me, I guess she's always feeling that thing. She was praying about it. One day my dad said, you know what she's doing? She'd say, oh Lord, Freddie, it's getting bigger. I'm afraid it's getting bigger. One day my dad said, Shirley, are you praying about that? She said, yes, I'm praying. He said, then quit fooling with it and quit messing with it and believe God. I'm up in this house to tell somebody tonight, quit messing with it and believe God. You can't figure it out anyway. You can't do it anyway. It's out of your hands anyhow. You might, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. You might as well turn it over to God. Some time went by, maybe a couple of weeks. She was giving me a bath one day, and she reached up on my neck, and she said, I must be on the wrong side. And she turned my head over the other way. And she turned it over this way. And you know what? The promises of God, he performed it. I come to tell somebody tonight, he is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we can ask or even think. Raise your hands and bless his name. Hallelujah. Here's the problem. It's not only the difficulty of the situation. You say, well, I thought God was going to do it right back there. And if he would have done it back there, it would have been so much easier. But now this has happened, and this has happened, that's happened. And now the law. longevity of the situation is causing you to stagger. Oh my God, have mercy. Is there anybody here? Now, I'm not one of them idiots that goes around with a no fear sticker on nothing. Hallelujah. If you're a redneck, you ain't scared, you know, but hallelujah. I don't have one of them either, because somebody's scared of something somewhere. Hallelujah. But have you ever been frightened really bad? Anybody here ever been frightened really bad? I'm not some big Superman or something, but I was raised in the country and run around in the woods all night long all my life, so it's not much out there that scares me. And I haven't been scared a lot of times as a grown man. But when I was in Colorado elk hunting a few years back, and late one evening I was way back in the wilderness, but there's some free-ranging cattle that are in there. In the evening time, I had a bull about 2,000 pounds. And I wasn't the only one that assessed him there that got after me, and he meant to kill me, and he was looking to find me, and I was in a place he could have found me if I would not have been perfectly still. I didn't have a tree to get up in. I didn't have anything, and I stood there about from him to the road out there a little closer. He stood. I watched him until it got dark. He searched all over for me. He bellered. He threw mud and dirt in the air. He was mad, out of his mind. Are y'all listening to me? I standing up against him, and I'm going to tell y'all something. What got to happen? Anybody here? I'm going to tell you, you really get scared. One of the first things that will happen is there's something happens down in your knees. I don't know what it is about that adrenaline rush. I don't know what it is about that. But it will cause your, don't look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. Some of you women that pass smooth out, you wouldn't even know it was your knees. Hallelujah. Because you fell slam out on the ground. But I'm just telling you right now, my knees, I'm standing up against there. I was a grown man. I could handle most situations. Are y'all hearing me? But this one was bigger than I was. And I stood there. And I'm not ashamed to tell you. But my old knee was doing like that. And I couldn't get it to stop. Hallelujah. And the longer it got, the worse it got. I come to tell somebody tonight, your knees have been shaking on the rock for a little bit. I said it's been shaking for a little bit, and you've been wondering, did I miss God? Was that really God? I'm talking to somebody right now, but the devil has tried to make you believe you got your signals mixed up. I come to tell you tonight you didn't. I said, I come to tell you, you didn't. I felt like, and I don't know who, I felt like I'd preach to a preacher tonight. And I tell a preacher, God's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. God's going to give you just exactly what he said he's going to give you. You're going to take just exactly what God said you're going to take. A matter of fact, would somebody help me? I come to tell you, you're going to walk up and down. And God's going to give you what he said he would. Why? Because he is able to perform it. I said he's able to perform it.
But you see, the longevity of this situation. But listen to what Romans chapter 8 and verse number 25 says. But if we hope for what for that we see not, then do we with patience. Wait for it. Hallelujah. I don't do this all the time. I've done it once or twice in this meeting. But tell your neighbor, I'm waiting. Hallelujah. I'm awaiting. He's gave me a promise. Have you got the Holy Ghost yet, brother? Hallelujah. Tell him, I'm awaiting. I said, I'm awaiting. Why? Because it's a promise of the Father. I said, it's a promise of the Father. I'm awaiting. I said, I'm awaiting. But I'm not giving up. Why? Because he's come through too many times, and he's going to do it again. I said he's going to do it again. He is well able. I said he is able to perform. Yes. Raise your hands and let my God.
Hallelujah.
The longevity of the situation brings me to the current state of my situation. Right now, where am I at right now? Am I believing God right now? Oh, come on here now. Or is my knees weak? Hallelujah. The rock solid. Hallelujah. That old bull was a raging right out there. Brother Dennis Heath, that bull was going nuts. And I was standing on solid ground. The ground wasn't shaking. It was my knees. Somebody help me. I come to tell somebody tonight, the rock's not shaking. I wish somebody help me. I said the rock is not shaking. Jesus isn't shook up. He's not wondering, Lord, what's going to happen now. He is sealed right where he has been. And the same God that promised you your promise is still able to perform it right now. I said right now, the rock's not shaking. It's just my knees. But the Holy Ghost told me today, get up under somebody, strengthen their knees, straighten them out, put your arm around them. I said put your arm around them. Hey, brother, and say hold on, hold on, and see what the end will be, because God is going to turn it around, and he's going to answer your prayer, and he's going to give you your petition, and you're going to know that he is God. Raise your hand one more time.
There was a little town in the Midwest that sent an inordinate amount of young boys to World War II. They were of all denominations. Some of them probably had no church affiliation at all. And yet, the mothers of that town got together because they believed he was not slack. Hallelujah. Concerning his promises. Hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all of these things. Come on now. So here's what they did. Brother J.J. Stevens, all these mothers of this town got together. And every morning they met in a church and they prayed that God would bring their boys home. One week they'd meet in the Methodist church because some of them were Methodists. The next week they'd meet at the Presbyterian church and they'd go for a whole week to one of the churches and then the Pentecostal church and on down the list. Never one of them mothers showed up. Hallelujah. World War II got to coming to an end. And one by one them boys got us coming home. Man, I feel like preaching. One by one they went to coming home. When they did, the mothers didn't come anymore to prayer meeting. Their son had their prayer been answered. They was at home taking care of the boy, you know. Hallelujah. And it kept on, and one by one they gathered back in there until all of them was home except one.
Hallelujah. Mama, come to the house of God. Mama prayed. Is there anybody here? She kept right on praying. She was the only one showing up. It was just at her church this morning, but she kept on praying. Church rolled around, and she raised her hand, Brother Clayton, and she said, pray for my boy, that God will bring him home. Everybody else dropped their head and cried. She just can't accept he's gone. Hallelujah. She come next service, she raised her hand, pray for my boy, I want him to come home. After a while, some of them said, we need to talk to her. They went to her. They said, look, you know it's not going to happen now. She said, look, I pray just like all the rest of you mamas. I came every day just like all the rest of you. And God's not going to answer everybody else's prayer. Come on now. And he staggered not. And she staggered not. I said, if she staggered not at the promise of God, y'all ain't feeling as good as me. Hey, brother. Finally, they got mad at her. She had raised her hand and said, pray for my boy, he'll come home. They had shaked her head. One day, somebody ran down and knocked on her door. Said, you got a phone call down at the general store. Only one phone in the town just about. And she hurried her way down to the general store. And she picked up the phone, and a weak voice on the other ring said, hello, mama. Hallelujah. And for months, he had been laying in a coma in an Italian hospital. And the only thing keeping him alive was she staggered not. I thought, oh, something of a high. I come to tell some nutty tonight. But the only thing keeping some folks alive is you have staggered not. The promise of God, but the only thing keeping revival in your church, preacher, you're staggering not at the promise of God. And if your knees are weak, I come to strengthen them tonight and to tell you he's going to turn it all around. I said he's going to turn it all around. You might as well raise your hands and believe God up in this house. I'm not going to preach much longer, but the current state of your situation does not change the position of God. He's right where he was at when he gave you the promise. He hadn't moved an inch. The throne of God's not shaking any. Somebody ought to say amen. And here's what I come to tell you. For somebody, he's getting ready to change your situation. I said he's getting ready to change your situation. This is what he spoke to me today. And when the Lord turned again, the captivity of Zion, we were as them that deranged. We couldn't believe it. We had prayed all this time. We had prayed. We had begged God. But then in a moment's time, it all turned around.
Well, I don't know. I wish I could believe that, preacher. I wish I could believe what you're saying. But my knees are shaking. I wish I could believe what you're saying. But I've been shaking. Hallelujah, suck my high. I walked in a few weeks back to Brother Philip Webb's church, and the Spirit of God got on me, and I got to preaching to them people, and I told them what God told me he is getting ready to do right there at Calvary. Y'all listening to me? I've known Brian Hecker all my life. I never seen him act the way he did. He shouted out of the sound booth, shouted all the way down the front aisle, shouted all the way across the front of the church. Is there anybody here? I told the church, God said, I'm getting ready to turn things around. Hey, I wish I had somebody believe in God right now. Is there anybody feels God under this old tent? I said, do you feel God under this old tent? Hallelujah.
How? Brother J.J. Stevens, I just delivered the mail. I didn't have nothing to do with it. But Sunday night, my phone went off. Hallelujah. And that Brother Philip Webb said this. Wow! 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 Are y'all here? He said, Brother Anthony, this morning, we had 27 say they got rebaptized in the Holy Ghost. We had people get the Holy Ghost that had never had the Holy Ghost before. Hey, brother, all I was doing, I was strengthening somebody's knees. And I'm here right now to tell somebody there's a promise coming down your dusty road. I said there's a promise coming down your dusty road. Raise your hands and believe God. Somebody raise your hands and shout to the Lord like you believe it's yours. You didn't hear me. I said raise your hands and shout to the Lord like you believe it's on its way. I come to tell somebody the answer's on the way. This I know. Jesus said it. I believe it. And it's so. Stand all over the house. Stretch your hands to heaven and believe God. Hallelujah. 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 I told you a while ago to tell your neighbor I'm waiting. Hallelujah. But I want you to look at him one more time and say, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for it to change. Hallelujah. I'm ready right now tonight. Hey, 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 hey. It could be your phone ringing in the middle of the night. It could be your church Sunday morning. It could be your family next week. It could be your body. Before you walk out of this house, he will not stagger. He is able to perform his promise. Shout one more time unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Is there anybody right now that would break out of their pew and head toward this altar and say, I've got a promise I'm waiting on. I've got a promise I've been waiting on. And I'm waiting down here. Come on now. At the river will you come? Lord Jesus, maybe it's your body. Maybe it's your church. Maybe it's your family. But I come to tell you, he's getting ready to strengthen you. He's getting ready to give you the desires of your heart. He's getting ready to turn to the power. And he's going to.
He's gonna refuse to your father for your life.
Come on, mama. Pray again.